Hi, I'm Elizabeth Dickinson. I serve on the Rockland City Council. I have a couple of questions. Some of them have been answered somewhat. One of my main questions with this is, as with electricity, we've had things called public utilities commissions. And now that we're moving into this new era of technology and energy development, it seems that we don't generally have the oversight committees that go along with them so that the public has a say in terms of rate setting and these kinds of things. Now, I realize that this is perhaps a concern for further down the road. However, do any of you folks know if the state of Maine has looked at if we are going to move in the direction of wind energy, is there going to be a public utilities commission framework for overlooking rate setting and public input in the energy charges for this industry?
Well, as you probably are aware, over a decade ago, we restructured the electric sector. And the Public Utilities Commission and our utilities, Central Maine Power, Bangor Hydro, Maine Public Service right now, their transmission and distribution rates are regulated by the Public Utilities Commission. However, we created a competitive market on the generation side. So natural gas plants, wind projects, oil-fired power plants, nuclear power plants in New England that serve regional loads operate in a very complicated competitive market, which I'm not going to get into because it would take forever, but I probably bore everyone's tears. But the bottom line is that the Public Utilities Commission doesn't set rates anymore. First of all, our utilities don't own generation. Now when you look at your electric bill, you have an energy charge and you have a T&D charge. T&D charge is regulated by the PUC. The energy charge is based on what is developed in a competitive market.
Well, I think what I was trying to do is to use that as an example. What I'm really trying to drive at is there going to be some kind of public input and some kind of an oversight committee to guide how the rates are set for wind energy in the future?
Well, these developers are private. It's now all in the hands of private developers, so we have First Wind and Independence Wind building wind farms currently in Maine. They are bidding into a competitive market,
right?
And the rates are the cost, the price for energy, not transmission and distribution, is set by a competitive market that's overseen by an independent system operator of New England. So it's a regional market. So we don't set energy prices anymore through the old-fashioned regulation. It comes out of a competitive process.
Right, okay. So
I hope that answers your question.
Well,
if not, I can talk to you afterwards offline.
Okay, so we've been talking about the industry, and as proceedings have gone along further this evening, we've discovered that there's three or four of them. One is
the deep water. Yeah.
Yeah, First Wind.
First Wind is an offshore-based company that's building wind farms around Maine.
Right. Are they also the company that's doing the project between Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard? No. Is that Cape Wind?
Yeah, Cape Wind is a project.
But what is the actual industry that's doing that? Do you know? Or you don't know?
What's the name of the company?
Yeah. All right. Well, another question I had was, if in fact we had one of these test sites put in place somewhere out there, and I'm not saying yay or nay, but I'm kind of curious, how many people does it take to drive one of these things, and who is actually going to be employed? How many people might it employ? What kinds of folks might you be hiring? Is this something that could provide local jobs, or is it something that will require highly technical work?
For the test site in particular? There's a variety of skill sets that would be needed to manufacture, install, maintain. Northern Maine Community College right now has started a weed technician training program. We're working with them to try to help identify the additional training that those types of technicians would need for offshore wind versus onshore. A large portion of that is really safety related. How do you work on these things in that environment? So they are doing a two-year technician level training program right now. So whether that's one or two test beds or a larger wind farm, there will be that kind of technicians that are needed to maintain and operate those. In the research environment itself, for example, university type project, we'll be looking at different types of employees that help install, maintain, do monitoring, data collection, all that type of activity as well. So, the European and Department of Department of Energy National Renewable Energy Lab estimates that it's about 16 jobs per $1 million capital investment in build out. So, depending on how much it costs, the jobs come out. But a large over half of that is actually related to the procurement of the equipment itself, the manufacturing equipment. Mm-hmm. About 40% of that goes towards ongoing operations, maintenance, and installation type activities. Mm-hmm. So there should be dozens of jobs related to any test site. There should be thousands of jobs related to any long-term commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then my very last question is, we've been talking some about this concept of this lease. And we've heard that you don't really know how that's all necessarily going to shake down at this point. But who is this lease being paid to? I'm assuming the state of Maine, but how is that being distributed? I mean, is this coming back to the local communities in any way?
Well, leasing will be through the Department of Conservation Supervised Lands Program, which already leases any permanent structures in state waters. And the terms of the lease, they manage the submerged lands as a resource held in trust for the state of Maine. So their intent is to make the whatever funds from leasing benefit the resource and the users of the resource. So I don't know the details on specifically how it's divided out. For example, to communities, but to support community-based kinds of projects.
Thank you very much.